We're definitely going to be here later on for the Alpine launch, because Alpine will be launching their livery today. Although we've heard and seen that they've had some leaks. Unfortunately, they don't do a great job at retaining contracts for their drivers or adhering to those stipulations and or protecting their livery before everybody else finds out about it. But I don't know how much of a big deal that is. Also, before we get into this podcast or this episode about the race for the States, yesterday, issues with the W14 as far as misfiring in the power unit. Today, Lewis Hamilton is supposed to drive. Yesterday was Russell's birthday, so he drove. So I'm hoping that they get those things resolved. I guess better now than later, though, right? Better now than later, because if it happened during the first season, it would be considered probably a DNF. All right, what's going on, Galactus? We back in here full effect. So set your reminders for the Alpine launch. It is already up. I'm jumping on a bit earlier than rescheduled because I have an appointment, so I can't miss that. Mary Beanie, what's going on? So let's get into this. There is a race for the States, all right? There is a race for the States, and indeed, there are teams, and I have been in the room in a meeting. I've also, if you go back on one of my previous episodes with the Hidden Genius Project, we had Matt Dennington of McLaren there. And if you go back and watch the episode, he literally says that they are trying to be that Formula One team for America. There is a race for this. You have to remember, we already have three USGPs, okay? The USGP of USGPs, of course, is going to be COTA, all right? Then we got Miami. And then we have Vegas now, new for 2023. I'm telling you, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe in the next 3 years, there will be a fourth USGP. And that USGP, I believe, will be Northern and Midwest area, probably Ohio. I believe they're structuring these races in the U.S., so that majority or a good amount of surrounding states have the ability to make it to at least one formula race in a season. If you are on the East Coast and you cannot make it all the way to the West Coast, you have Florida. If you are further southeast, whether that be southwest, southeast, you have COTA and you have Florida. If you're in Texas and you happen to be able to make it to Nevada, you have Nevada on the west and you have Texas. The next thing to be will go ahead and go up Midwest, which technically to me is north, and you would have be able to pull in that market closer to New York, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky. I believe that's something they're going to do. So right now, what I'm here to talk about is how I feel, in my opinion. What's up, Blue Diva? What's up, Judical? What's going on? How I feel, in my opinion, that certain teams are or are not making a valid effort in order to establish themselves in this growing American market. You have to remember, since the Netflix series, many people who were not even involved or even really caring about motorsports have now gained an interest for motorsports. And that is true. But a lot of people hate this. A lot of people do hate this that are maybe considered purists. And I don't even want to scar some people that are considered purists because I don't think there's bias. But some people don't like the fact that they feel like these people that came in during the DTS era are fake. It's not fake. No company, no business, no product or brand is going to survive without replenishing their market, without replenishing their fan base, their customer base, any of that. You have to be able to bring in new generations, new eyeballs, new people, ingratiate new people to the sport. That is how you're only going to thrive as a business model. And that is only true. That is what Formula One, that is what Liberty Media is doing. Liberty Media is as an American-based company. So I got the man Gunther up here, the fuck slam door man up here. Which is a character on DTS, and he's representing the image of Haas. Haas is technically the American team on the grid, but I've said this several times. They're the most they're the American most American team on the grid. They have not established themselves throughout the United States as being recognized as a team that represents America on the grid. They have not done that. And they have done a shit poor job of it. Stuart Haas. I'm telling this team is a derivative or a birth baby of the NASCAR American homegrown team, Stuart Haas. So I do find it pretty. Now, like I said, this is my opinions. I'm just talking some thoughts I've had. I do find it quite disappointing that this team has not done that. Okay. They had a horrible driver pairing. They had the whole situation with Mazepin and Schumacher. The Mazepin thing blew up. They were supported by Uralkali, which is a Russian-based company, which that person also was connected with Putin, I believe. So that whole situation for an American Formula One team to not even have an American Formula One driver, not even be looking for one, not even have a livery that represents somewhat of America, definitely is piss poor. Haas is not doing that. So Haas is one of the teams that I'm saying they're not even in the race for this right now. Could they be? Maybe. I think they've put themselves so far in a hole that they are absolutely outside of Gunther's personality on DTS. Nobody really pays attention to Haas. More people paid attention to Mick Schumacher than they paid attention to Haas. I'm keeping it real with you. All right. So let's go to the next team. The next team will be Alpine, which today we will have their livery lunch. I believe I've already set that up. I think it's around 1500 Eastern Standard Time. I'm probably going to go live 15 minutes prior, so set your reminders, be here for that. Alpine, not even concerned. I know they got the red, white, and blue, but that is French. And they are right now the trifecta of a French company, which is what some people were looking for Audi to be if they acquired Seb and Schumacher and the power unit being from Germany, livery Germany, all that. That is what Alpine is right now. All right. They are the French team on the grid. And that's what they are. I don't think they're looking to or even have put enough energy in for me to even realize that them as a team are in this race for the States. So that's another team that I'm saying is not out there. All right. I also think this, the next team is Ferrari. Ferrari is Ferrari and Ferrari is Italian. And let me tell you something else. Although that red car Ferrari is sexy, I do not think outside of Ferrari being a Ferrari car, Ferrari has established themselves in America to become America's team. I don't think so. I'm going to tell you right now, Ferrari's reputation as far as even in a client base atmosphere can be considered quite treacherous. Ferrari has sued their clients. Ferrari has literally sued customers that have bought their cars for what they call, I think, defaming their property. But basically, check this out. I think, and you can probably look it up and find it. There's a YouTuber and an Instagrammer I know for sure that have had cease and desist and or went into legal situations with Ferrari. One of those individuals bought a Ferrari, bought the car. The car is theirs. Ferrari sold them the car. That person elected to customize that car for their own personal liking. Once Ferrari saw pictures of the personalized, customized Ferrari, they sent this person a cease and desist letter to something around about that you need to return that Ferrari to its production standards. This car does not belong to you anymore, Ferrari. They bought the car because they wanted it. I don't see Chevy, I don't see Lamborghini, I don't see McLaren, I don't see these companies reaching out to people who have spent $250,000 or $500,000 or even $1 million on their cars, did personalized stuff to them and telling them that we're going to sue you if you don't fix that. These have happened to clients that have bought these cars. So, no, I don't see Ferrari as winning the race for the American States at all. Ferrari Ferrari will never lose their homegrown base because they are kind of like Dallas Cowboy fans. Like, no matter what, Dallas Cowboy fans are going to hold Pittsburgh fans, too. Y'all about to be in that bucket. They're going to hold on to all those championships they once and about won. Haven't done anything in a decade or two decades. But still, I know the world's most expensive or most revenued high team Cowboys, but when you're going to win something? Ferrari is right now needing to worry about winning. They can't even get out of their own way. They're stuck in some of their traditional ways. So, no, I don't see Ferrari as even being a contender at winning in the States. Although, possibly they could, I don't see them even having the notion to want to do it. You know, we got the Ford versus Ferrari. We got all that. Blue Diva via Twitter, Lewis is out on track. This is true. Lewis is out on track. And if you don't recall, like I said, yesterday they had issues with that power unit. It was misfiring. They had to send it back in. That's the reason why Lewis didn't go out on track. So he will be out on track today. Already is out on track. So we will see how that goes. Depending on what news comes out of that, I will come back live and we'll cover that as well. Okay. Big shout out to many of the members in the Wolves Den Discord meet last night. Big shout out to y'all. Very good opinions and perspectives shared in there. I love it. So let's go to the next team. Aston Martin. Aston Martin. I hardly see them around. I see Aston Martin every now and then, okay? Still, I'm a car manufacturer. Also, it would seem that Aston is also not, to me, in the race for the States. I have not seen them making a big push. I don't even feel their presence. And I'm only one person. So if you feel their presence in the United States and you stay here, then you can feel free to leave that in the comment sections. But as you know, Aston just coming off a situation that happened within their team to in their laminate shop as far as a black man being ridiculed, racial slurs and all types of uncomfortable situations. So Aston Martin coming off that situation that they had in that regard, not a good look. We also know there's some other teams that people have talked about, McLaren, Red Bull. So, yeah, I don't think Aston Martin also is even in that race. There's not right now. Lawrence is spending money on Alonso when he really could have spent money. I think Aston would have been better off spending money to get Nick DeVries if that was at all possible. So I don't see them even in the race at all. I'm not even like counting them in. OK, the next team, AlphaTauri. They're attached to Red Bull, which we'll talk about later. So it kind of goes without saying that they will be tugged along in as a caboose or as part of the Red Bull team. So when I cover Red Bull in kind of line, I am also bringing about AlphaTauri in that way. So we will talk about them as well. Next is Williams. Williams is in a place right now, new founded with their acquisition of Sargeant, which is a good last name to even go with an American driver on a grid. I mean, because it's kind of militant, kind of reminisce. You know what I'm saying? Sargeant. It kind of is some words that they can play off of. Williams also being owned by a financial company, Doralton Capital, which I still am questioning who might be behind the fact that Doralton even got involved to purchase Williams as the Formula One team. And they are a heritage team, which they receive a bonus for that, I believe, every season. So Williams has an opportunity, but I don't see Williams really going to take that about. Really, they should. You got Logan Sargeant. You have the most recent American driver in Formula One right now, although not in a highly competitive team. What's up, Diaz Uno, Jay Blessed, and all Wolfpack fam? Great work. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. So you do have this attribute that you have newly acquired that can work for you to push in America. You have the only American driver in a one or two seat on the grid. They should be pushing for that. They've done several social media posts where they incorporated the American flag. They incorporated Logan Sargeant as welcoming him. They're going to need to step their game up in order to really grab hold and become that, because they're going to have to overcome their lack of ability to compete amongst the other 10 teams. Americans don't like losing teams. Well, is that actually true? Because they like the Dallas Cowboys. They lose. They've been losing. Nah. America can like losing teams. They gonna talk about you if you lose and you suck. I mean, even the Knicks. I mean, Knicks ain't really been doing shit forever. And you got, well, yeah, I guess it can happen. But right now, they're not established in America. So they're gonna have to gain American eyeballs. And right now, they're not winning. So that's what's gonna be hard. If they had all the American, like a good amount of American base already with them, then they could probably retain them. But they ain't winning. But William, don't get it mistaken. If you don't know, Williams is by far one of the most winning teams in Formula One history. Williams was that thing. Williams is what I would call an angel that has fallen from heaven and one day hoping to return. Williams was that. Williams has had a plethora of great drivers. They've won several World Constructor Championships. Their drivers have won driving championships. Frank Williams did an awesome job. Rest in peace to him. Salute to his family. And that's what's even harder about looking at Williams now. Like, I'm actually a fan of Williams, knowing everything they've done, but they have that Dallas Cowboys type scenario. Everything they've done has been so far removed. When are they going to make it back? To see a team fall that far from being great to being just nothing is ridiculous. They're lucky they change out between being 10-9 and 10-9 and 8. Like, they change out on that. The drivers, you're lucky if you see them place 19, 18. Although, Nick DeVries, congratulations. That got you a job, bro. Taking Williams, putting them in points, doing good in the qualifying, that got that man a job. But you see, it wasn't a job at Williams. A job at AlphaTauri. So Williams, although talent can come through there, and I'm going to tell you this. Even if you look at Logan Sargeant, and let's say he comes out here and he busts it up the next two seasons, do you think he stays at Williams? I don't think so. He's going to jump up out of there because he's trying to get to a team in a car that can put him in a better position to hopefully one day win championships. And unless Williams starts producing that, it's not going to happen. So Williams has the opportunity to be maybe America's team, but I think in a couple of seasons, either Logan Sargeant proves to be a very good driver and somebody's going to want to snatch him up and he leaves, or he's subpar and they just retain him until they can find somebody else. You know, that's what it is. I don't think a good driver or a driver that thinks that they have performed at a level where if they were in better machinery, they could then take it to the next level is going to stay at Williams until Williams starts developing cars that can compete at least in the midfield, like at least between that six and eight spot. Like, nobody's going to want to stay there. They're not going to believe and trust Williams with their career. So Williams is out of there as far as my team that can also be. They're still out of there, but they have an opportunity. Alfa Romeo, another team that also has a diverse driver pairing with Zhou and Bottas. That team as well, being Ferrari based as far as their power unit, they also will be changing over 2026. The Sauber chassis will become Audi. Audi will come in, and Audi, I think, may make somewhat of a splash to kind of have its presence in America, because you will see Audis out there on the road. I rarely see Alfa Romeos out there on the road. I've seen them a couple of times, and I see them more often than I see Aston Martins. So if that's saying anything, but I don't think Alfa Romeo is going to become that either, and nor do I even think they're concerned with it. Maybe in some part, maybe small, but I don't think they're even making a big push, because I'm telling you right now, the team that actually captures to become like America's team, like if you can go places and you see people wearing that team's badge or having that team's merch, that team is going to improve and acquire a revenue that's definitely going to boost them, which is something that I'm also going to talk about. So let's get to it. Red Bull Racing, y'all. They have indeed, and they are, I mean, let's not even play around. Regardless if you like Red Bull Racing or not, Red Bull is I believe they are the highest selling energy drink in America. Okay, they have that going for them. They recently acquired Danny Ricciardo. Why? Because Max Verstappen is not marketable, and they know this. I believe, and Starship said this yesterday in the Discord, that Red Bull Racing likely took a hit financially last season, not only from people that probably weren't Red Bull fans and drank Red Bull, But people that were Red Bull fans and didn't care for Max Verstappen's ridiculous, disrespectful, brat-like mentality against his teammate, which they also have a diverse driver pairing in Sergio Perez and Max Verstappen. Max Verstappen crapped all over his teammate, disrespected and disobeyed team orders. And I myself even had Red Bull fans that once came to this channel to leave negative or ridiculous comments message me and say, I can't even support that, Wolfpack. As a fan, I know what I've said and defended Max Verstappen on, but I can't even support what this dude just did to his own teammate. You can go too far. Max Verstappen went and broke that line last season when he purposely did not assist his teammate on worldwide TV, declined to follow team orders, which is part of your contract. Part of your contract, and he crapped on him. So, yes, but still, Red Bull Racing has a very good opportunity at becoming America's team with a bit more work. And I think that's why they acquired Daniel Ricciardo. They cannot put Max Verstappen up there. Max Verstappen is not that guy for that. Talented, good driver, two-time, one-time legitimate champion, one-time scandal champion, went and ran it and blew up and threw a temper tantrum about a sim race. He's not that guy. He's not the guy you can put on TV and people say, hey, Max, out kids, like, that's what you want to... He's not that guy. Daniel Ricciardo is a very pleasant face. He's a very charismatic guy. His character is funny. He comes in Dakota, rides a horse. He's the clown, dog and pony show. Red Bull Racing knew this, and that's why they are smart to acquire him for a marketability type attribute. Okay, he's been on the late night show. He's going to do several show appearances. This is the best reserve driving role that anybody can have, not really being a driver. All right, number one energy selling drink in the United States that I think, Ricciardo. Plus, they're winning right now, and right now it would seem they're dominant in the sport. One season. The other season, they really lost that. This season, at least. And people like winning. But they're going to lose some edge there if they don't really get Max to clean up. And honestly, he's going to be what he's going to be. I don't think he's going to clean up. He is who he is. I think they're going to lose that. Christian Horner definitely is another part of that. And I think people are going to look at Red Bull and say, I don't know if I really want to be with them. But there are also going to be people. Big shout out to ADVR. He made it. Like, Red Bull Racing fans, not all of them, are kind of like Trump fans. That's what, I mean, that's a good analogy. It's lightweight. It's comparable. But still, Red Bull Racing, I believe, is in the hunt, or at least is in the circle, for me, in my opinion, to have a good run at being America's team, which... because of the other things that they do, all their extreme sports, they have several avenues to promote through the Formula One team, the energy drink. Several people drink that. They got those cars running around. They have several ways to capture America's market. And now with Daniel Ricciardo being the face of the media face of Red Bull, is even more of an attribute for Red Bull to take a run at that. All right. Next, Mercedes. Listen, Mercedes, the most polarizing and most diverse team on the grid. They show it in their launches, having females involved, both of different ethnicities, their drivers, both of different ethnicities, to the large ends of the spectrum. Okay. Mercedes is everywhere. Mercedes is everywhere. When you talk about seeing an Aston Martin, not often, at least not here in the States. When you talk about seeing Alfa Romeo, definitely not often, at least here in the States. When you talk about seeing other cars, Audi, you see those a bit more often, but nowhere near as often as a Mercedes. Mercedes is a car manufacturer that has several avenues and several dealerships throughout America to also push and reach demographics and different customers and different eyeballs. Not only that, Mercedes has sports stadiums. They have a sports stadium here in America. They used to have two, I believe. I know for sure they got one in Atlanta, Georgia, which is the most growing movie industry state right now in the nation, actually capturing the Hollywood terminology from Hollywood itself. They have the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Although not a winning team, never won a Super Bowl, still, they're like, you know, Falcon fans, kind of similar too. They'll ride and die. They're like lemons. They'll ride and die and just fall off the edge, but come back next season and think they're going to go to the Super Bowl again without any type of evidence of that. They have the ability to push marketing, to push, to reach another demographic of clientele or our customers, anything like that within a different sporting environment. They also, I believe, have football stadiums. They have several different sporting stadiums, Mercedes-Benz. So on top of cars, sporting stadiums. Another thing is they're partnered with the second most selling energy drink to Red Bull, which is Monster. So they also have that avenue. And don't forget the late and great Kim Block was Monster heavy, okay? Big representative, or Monster was a big client for him. Monster is another situation or another avenue in which Mercedes and the M&M, Monster Mercedes, they might even want to consider that. Hey, what's up, 083? What's happening with you, Zero? So they could consider that as well. There are other energy drink companies that some teams might want to look into getting into. Celsius is another one. Celsius is really a niche that's kind of found their way even into the health atmosphere. So Celsius is another energy drink other teams might want to look at partnering with. And who else could we? Oh, my gosh. Listen, more than Red Bull drinks, more than Monster drinks, I see Starbucks cups everywhere and in hands. I don't know why somebody hasn't really gotten and reached out to Starbucks to become a partner within the Formula One. Starbucks is that thing. Do you understand me? I literally had to start an app because I buy my wife Starbucks all the time. I had to start an app to just get my reward points. Starbucks is that thing, okay? So I don't know if any other team is looking out there to partner with a drink company, but if that was going to be the case, Starbucks might want to be somebody you reach out to partner up with. I'm not sure if there already is, and if it is, it's not being promoted as so. But Starbucks damn sure is an energy, I call them energy drink. Espresso shots, they get you right. They get you up. But Mercedes has the avenue with Monster. And let's not forget, Mercedes has by far the most captivating driver of all time that is known in many circles, all right, including now the NFL with being a partial owner of the Denver Broncos. So they also have that avenue as well, pushing through that. Lewis Hamilton by himself is a catalyst to have a big grab hold on the U.S. market. Mercedes needs to really push for that, okay? Another thing is this. A champion returning to the throne that was once robbed from him is a great story. And Americans love great comeback stories. I'm telling you. If Lewis Hamilton was to come back 2023 after being robbed literally in 2022 and the cost cap situation, which still I consider it a most legitimate championship, Red Bull, and well, not Red Bull, because they got Vettel four-time champion. He's done more in Red Bull than Max has done as far as championships still at this point in time. But at least they got that. Lewis Hamilton winning 2023, the black livery, with the weight reduction system, it would be a great comeback story. And Americans love comeback stories. They have a certain attachment to seeing a champion fall, get up, battle, and make it back to the top. If he does that this season, the next season of Drive to Survive is going to be stupid. Not this season, it's coming out soon. The next season for Drive to Survive, if Lewis Hamilton captures a championship this year, is going to be so stupid and ridiculous that in itself can push them to have a lead in winning the American market over, period. Just being honest, all right? So the next team and team that I believe has the best advantage right now to me at gaining the American market is McLaren. This is what I do think. McLaren, and like I said, you can go back on the episode when I was with Matt Dennington in the Hidden Genius Project. Matt Dennington said they were doing what they could to become America's team. And I'm going to tell you, they're doing a pretty damn good job at it. McLaren's here in the States, you will see them. I've seen them wrapped. I've seen them customized. I've seen them personalized. I've seen them race ready. And I haven't heard or seen any McLaren customer being sent a cease and desist letter like Ferrari customers to return a car back to the way we built it after you own it. I haven't seen that. As a matter of fact, one of the most iconic TV personalities in Jay Leno, who is a big gearhead car person, literally said he would not buy a Ferrari. He would not want to deal with Ferrari. Why? Because of all the Ferrari shenanigans. He would prefer to own a McLaren. He would prefer to go into McLaren. They had supposedly they have a good, you know, customer service base, non-hassle. Prices are decent for what you get. The service is good for what you're getting. The delivery is good. McLaren has a pretty good reputation in the States. All right. And you will see several of those McLaren cars, especially if you go to some of these car meets and shows, you'll see McLarens pulling up. The last car show that I went to a couple of seasons back when I had the car out, I saw at least six McLarens rolling back to back. I didn't see an Alfa Romeo. I didn't see an Aston Martin. I did see a Lamborghini and I did see a Ferrari, but they were outnumbered by McLarens. Also, keep in mind, McLaren has of their hands in other motorsports, getting into an American motorsport, IndyCar, all right, as a real team, getting into that. So they went into that avenue, and that IndyCar, many of you watch IndyCar, a lot of you have been asking me to get a little bit more on reporting it, but not so much yet, but I do bleed it in every now and then, especially when it shakes hands with Formula One. But IndyCar is another avenue, and also McLaren getting involved in XC. All right, a lot of Americans, especially this newer generation trying to get into politics, getting into saving the world, getting into the environment of helping the environment. XC is another avenue. And plus, what did they do in XC? XC is a diverse sport when it comes to sex. Men and women competing equally in one and two seats of the team, switching out, fairly sharing the time of competing there. And McLaren deeming Emma Gilmore as their first race lady of McLaren Racing. Okay, they have several areas. Their esports team just went off, won the championship. Gaming is big in the United States. They're right now, they're champions in that. So there's another avenue. McLaren came down. I got with them in Texas. They were doing the whole Hidden Genius Project. I was out with the community, saw Lando. Lando was there with the kids. They are doing many things indeed to become America's team. And I think they got a real damn good shot at it. I think they got a real good shot at doing exactly what they said they were setting out to do. It's going to be tough. So I think that the race for the American States is between McLaren, Mercedes, and Red Bull. Those three teams right now, I believe, have a very good opportunity. But that's only if this team right here doesn't show up. That's only if this team right here doesn't show up. Andretti Autosports family. That team right there getting into Formula One probably will be game over for any other team becoming America's team. Haas won't even matter. All right, Haas won't even matter. They don't even have to come in winning. Andretti Speed Lab, anybody been to Andretti Speed Lab? I know you've been to K1. You've been to K1, but I know you've been to Andretti Speed Lab, right? Andretti's name is known. Andretti's name is known even if you go somewhere, even people that haven't really been in motorsports. You say Andretti, even if they don't really know Mario Andretti, Michael Andretti, just the Andretti name, they'd be like, I think I know that person. You might say Verstappen to somebody who ain't even in motorsport. They're like, nah. You might even say Hamilton. They'd be like, but Hamilton's pretty well known, so they probably won't do that. Lando, like, you say Andretti. Andretti just has a name that sounds like, I know that. I know that name, even if you don't know it. But also, they're in many different motorsports. Indy. What? Rally. They've been Formula E. They're on all, they have their hands in so much as far as motorsports. Look at their logo. The American flag right there is incorporated. If Andretti Motorsports was to appear on the Formula One grid, it would literally be game over for the American market as far as the race for that. I think Andretti would have a stronghold or at least a strong foot to hold anybody off. I'm just telling you. And other than that, Don't forget, they acquired and put Jamie Chadwick in Indy next with a big sponsor in DHL. So they got that working for them as well. They got a woman in their team just like McLaren. So that's what I'm saying. I'm really looking to see if Andretti can be. I mean, listen, what else do they want Andretti to do? Andretti showed up the first time and said, I'm trying to be the new team on the grid. Haas doesn't matter right now. Not saying, just saying. No, you're right, Zero. Haas doesn't matter right now. They're the most American, non-American team on the grid. They don't matter right now outside of Gunther and trying to wonder what he's going to say next, which he said some pretty funny things. All right, that whole thing when he did in Drive to Survive, he fuck slammed my door. I thought that was an iconic quote right there. I used that a few times. But I don't know what else they want Andretti to do. He comes, I want to be a new team. Well, you need to get somebody to back you. You need to come, you know, be a new team. We need the dilution fee, the $200 million. We need that from you. We really think that you would be better if you partnered up, maybe bought one of the other chassis that are already there. And if you're not going to do that, you need to come with a pretty substantial partner. Okay, I got you. Andretti and the family come back. Listen, we got the $200+ million. We got the dilution fee to pay your good old boys club, get the teams their money, and we partnered up with GM Cadillac, one of the biggest manufacturers in the United States of America, and also reaching out to other places in the world to supply their Buick line. So, hey, we did it. We got a big partner. We got the backing. We got the money. Well, you know what? We're starting to think that $200 million, that ain't enough, Andretti. We think we ought to raise that. What? Moving the goalposts. You with Cadillac. They talking about partnering with Honda for the power unit. We think they really need to do it. What is going on? They keep moving the goalposts. They moving the goalposts for Andretti to validate their entry into Formula One. They keep moving the goalposts. And it makes me wonder, why do they keep moving this goalpost? All right. Now, I understand, and I'm going to go over some an interview that happened with Domenicali, and I'm going to play that because I've been meaning to do that live as well, and I will get that. We got a lot of content rolling out. We in car launches. We're going to be in testing. We got Drive to Survive coming up. Trust me, I've been working. I try to come on here multiple times, especially to catch up, especially with everything else I got going on. But Andretti need to be let in, y'all. It's a trip to me that they're not already being granted this. Still talking about Porsche. Like, Porsche's out there dwindling. What are they doing? I don't know. Like I said, I think they just use itself as leverage to get the regulations in their favor and then just leave it to Audi to go ahead for the Volkswagen family group and run in Formula One. We got a few other things that are transpiring between teams and power units. We could talk about that on a different video. But, yeah, that's what I think. There's a race for the States, y'all. There is indeed a race for the States. These teams, those three teams, I believe, are in contention to actually become those teams for the States. And also, I know a lot of us are going to be waiting for news coming out later today on the W14 and Lewis Hamilton's drive. I think the car coming out all black definitely is a statement as far. Now, listen, it's a dual meaning right now, okay? There's a lot of people out there they're going to say hateful things about all you black people think is for black people and all. Listen, don't pay no attention to that crap. Okay? They did that. They did. At this point in time, the black livery means something and it will continue to mean something going forward. It will have multiple meanings. All right. Anytime you go black, black ops, I mean, Navy SEALs, we're going to wear black. Like, black has a meaning of it is time to take over. All right. It's time to go and just demolish. It's time to be great. It's time to succeed. It's time to be excellent. Right. Black belt in karate. You're excellent. Like this, it has that meaning. This season, they brought the black livery back, and it has multiple different meanings, has multiple different uses. The black definitely helps save weight without all that paint, but they know, and Mercedes knows, and Lewis Hamilton knows what the black livery means. They've been toying at it. Remember, I did a video on that. I did a video at that on the black livery coming out way back when I said, what are they going to do? And it wound up happening. Many of you said the same thing about them toying around on social media. It was coming. And what did they do? So, yeah, it has different meanings. It has different attributes. And it does serve a functional purpose. But why people want to try to go so far to try to demean, degrade, or insult other people of different ethnicities if they find something positive about the black livery? You know why. You know why. You're smart enough to know why. But I'm telling you, don't worry about it. Like, let's enjoy this new 2023 season. 2023 is going to be a good season, I believe. All right, with 2 years in the regulations, teams are finding their way, putting things together. Mercedes is starting out rocky, but better now than later with this reliability issue because it doesn't count as a DNF in a race in a GP. So better now to get this together. Mary Beeney has also brought it to the attention that they had this same situation or a similar situation with the W11. So there are a lot of things. We got Ferrari. I'm looking for Ferrari to come back very strong. I'm looking for the SF23 to be a strong competitive car. I'm looking for Ferrari not to be Ferrari. I'm looking for Ferrari not to make as many strategy mistakes, not to make as many organization fumbles, pit stop fumbles. I'm looking for their drivers to decrease the impact of their driver championship campaign. I'm looking for Ferrari to be what Ferrari should be or what Ferrari has been looked at to be or admired to be in Formula One. They are the Formula One love child. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for Mercedes to make a damn strong comeback. I'm looking for Red Bull to still be highly competitive. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But probably if you can improve it. So we're going to see if they can improve or will they downgrade. I do not believe the financial penalty nor the wind tunnel penalty was enough to handicap Red Bull, given that they were so far ahead of all the other teams, all other nine teams on the grid. I do not believe that. I'm looking for McLaren to kind of make progress as far as not only with their new driver pairings, trying to see what Oscar Piastri is going to do, what he's going to bring to McLaren that Danny Ricciardo was unable to bring to McLaren. McLaren had definitely some setbacks with their wind tunnel and their simulator, looking to see how maybe they were able to overcome some of that and find some good pace in the car so that they can join the top teams in battling for wins. And I'm also looking to see if Aston Martin can get out of their own damn way. Can Aston Martin, which is deemed the green bull, spending all this money, giving Alonso, making him probably the top four highest paid driver in Formula One, was it worth it? If it wasn't, Aston Martin has been making mistakes after mistakes after mistakes. Sometime you can throw money at things and you think it's going to really make something happen and it won't. You need to start really sitting down and thinking about these things out. You could have saved yourself money giving Alonso that much money and went and got you another driver with a ceiling unknown. Alonso's ceiling is right here already. The most he's going to do for you is keep breaking the Formula One attendance record every GP that he gets in the car and takes off at lights out. That's the most he's going to do for you. I'm just being for real. That's what I think. We'll see if he does different. We'll see. But I don't think so. Unless Aston Martin's done something incredible with the car, which we will also see that. I'm also looking to see what Logan does with Williams. I'm looking to see what Zhou is going to do in a more reliable car. Can he match the performance pace of Bottas in the team? Can he excel and progress through the grid? He did good when he finished, but he had a lot of situations that occurred that handicapped him last season. And I'm looking to see what this driver pairing is going to be like with Gasly and Ocon. Is it going to actually work? Is Alpine going to progress? Is Gasly going to do better than Alonso did against Ocon? All right. Ocon outperformed Alonso last season, although I know you can incorporate Alonso's DNF. That's part of racing. It happens. Shit does happen. All right. We can't, woulda, shoulda, coulda. We could, but we're talking about what is. And what is Ocon finished ahead of Alonso, period. What will Gasly do? A lot of people want to see what does Gasly do in a better team, a better car. I think people look at Alpine in comparison to AlphaTauri as that. And this right now is Gasly's, to me, make or break. If he cannot progress or push beyond Ocon, like contributing more than Ocon can contribute to Alpine, it's going to be indicting on Gasly. And Gasly's probably going to start taking the back seat. You went from Red Bull, you got AlphaTauri, now you're in Alpine. If you don't do well here, your ceiling's capped, and you're going to probably start going to the back. Will Harris, what's up, fam? Kyle Engineers did a video on the W14. He's a former aerodynamicist for Merck. Really good info in the video. Big shout out. Appreciate that, man. Danny B, come out to Laguna Seca in September for Indy. Let's coordinate getting you a press pass. Damn, hey. Hey, I like the way that sounds, Danny B. Get with me on social media, message me, DM me, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, just DM me on social media, man, and get with me. Matter of fact, Danny B, get with me in the Discord group, bro. Hit me up in the Discord. Message me in the Discord group. You got access to Discord. Get in the Discord group. Send me a direct message in there. If you don't, download your Discord, enable your YouTube connection, and then sub-enable the Wolfpack server and join, and get with me in there, man. And let's see if we can make that happen in September. September's a big month for me because I got a couple of people that play D1 football. They got a game coming up, and I got birthdays in that. But depending on the dates, if I can make that happen, let's make that happen and try to do something. I'm definitely down for that. So just get with me, like I said, in the DM and in the messages. So big shout out to you all. The Black Wolf W14 is back. We will see if it is fast as it looks, and we will see if that sexy Ferrari car is as fast as it looks. Paul Prince in the paddock. I like that shit. Paul Prince in the paddock. What we doing around here? Big shout out for that super sticker. I like that. That's a pretty good one. I like that. Paul Prince in the paddock. Triple P. I like that. That's pretty nice. So other than that, we will be back later here for the Alpine launch. So join us for that. The link is already up. Set your reminder so you get a notification when that does post and when we go live. We're still going to do that. My goal was to try to cover all 10 team launches. I've been working hard to arrange my schedule, my appointments, my therapy, all that stuff to make that happen. And this is the last one. It almost threw a little wrench in there, but I'm hoping it didn't. So we will be here for that. Join us for that. I really appreciate you all tuning in on the live. Stay with us. We going to Wolfpack fam is invited. Bet. We going to be up in here. All right. So big shout out to you all. Peace and love. I'm out.